Getting you set for this week's action in Northern Colorado Preps. This is Preps Midweek on 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Midweek. We kick off the block party here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK. I think I'm going to get a laughing attack today. I don't know. Ryan Kelly is my producer back there. Every once in a while, I had one of these, and this is a story. We'll talk about this. Let's talk about it right now. This is Preps Midweek, brought to you, of course, by Quality Well and Pump, but I've got to talk about losing it on the air. I was at Fresno State, and I was announcing Fresno Giants baseball. They were single A at that time. Now they're triple A, and still in Fresno, they're a triple A team. But it was the first time I ever on the air just lost it and couldn't. And me and the guy that was doing the color commentary next to me, just looking at each other, we would break up laughing. It was an unbelievable, and it was hilarious. That was a night, believe it or not, go back way a long time ago. If anybody knows baseball going back into the 70s, Jack Clark, who was a pretty good San Francisco Giant, was playing at Euless Park in beautiful Fresno, California. I was a Fresno State student at the time and announcing their games. But I tell you what, 25-cent beer night at Euless Park? Oh, crazy stuff. Let me tell the stories that we could tell. Preps Midweek brought to you by Quality Well and Pump. As we said, 353-3118. Catch them. They are out on Highway 85 and simply the greatest 2 points on Highway 85 in LaSalle and, of course, in Ault. And anything you need, Quality Well and Pump will simply take care of you. As we said, 353-3118. Now's the time for seasonal maintenance on your center pivot. So check it out. Give them a call. And they can take care of everything per tower price. Give Quality Well and Pump a call today and get that pivot scheduled for your maintenance right now to get the irrigating season ready to ramble. And, okay, on the program today, we will jump out. First segment, 2A through 5A, boys conference breakdowns, playoff possibilities for basketball. Then we're going to turn this to Platte Valley Broncos girls basketball highlight tonight. Tanya Schistler is going to jump in, the head coach, sixth year for Tanya. And back-to-back Sweet 16 exits for this club. Now they're sitting number 5 in the state. We looked at the consensus poll as well. That's all 4 of those polls. Colorado Preps, Kevin Schaefer and company do a great job at getting as close as you can to simulating what Chas is going to do at the end of the year with these 4 polls. The coaches poll, the Packard poll, all those other polls put into the mix and find out who the 24 teams are going to be that get to the playoffs. But we will thank Kevin Schaefer. The guy's the guru, Mr. Schaefer. You can hear him every Wednesday on NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint. Always great stuff with Kevin Schaefer. And so we'll kind of steal from Kevin today, take a look at those consensus playoffs and see what that looks like for the 1-2, well, at least the 2A and 3A. And really, for us, it's just 3A because our 2A team in the area is Dayspring Christian. Jason Fast Club doesn't look like they're going to make it this year. But we'll look at 3A in depth as the way that goes. And then 4A, 5A, we've got the coaches poll. We've also got the Packard poll picked out for those 4. So, and that's 2 of the 4 in the consensus ranking. So we'll look at all those in the first segment here. Then we'll get to Tanya Schistler, second segment, the Platte Valley girls head coach, number 5 in the state, as we said. The big one for Platte Valley coming up is next week, folks. They take on the Eaton Reds. Todd Hernandez and company. Todd's been there forever. Tanya's in her 6th year at Platte Valley. Todd Hernandez is in his 600th year at Eaton. And I'll tell you what, I didn't know it. I thought, okay, they must have had some back and forths, but the Reds have won 26 straight against the Broncos. 2007 was the last time that Platte Valley beat Eaton on the girls' side. And so, but could things change next week? Boy, they sure could. Number 5, Platte Valley. Number 4, Eden. We'll talk to the coach. And then two of her best players, Cora Schisler. That's a same-sounding last name as Tanya, isn't it? Cora, her junior daughter, will jump on the phone with us. And then Brooke Bunting. Boy, if you know Platte Valley sports at all, the Bunting name is huge. And so we'll talk to Brooke. Her sister Bree is on the team as well. But we'll talk to the junior Brooke, and we'll talk to Cora as well, third segment. And then last segment, we'll get with senior from Greeley West, Colton Gillingham. So hang on. Going to be a fun show today, no doubt about it. Got to see a great ball game last night, by the way. Mountain View. I will say that this team could be really good come playoff day. Well, they could be a team nobody wants to play. Saw one of the best players in the state last night, Alex Herr, who was terrific. He had 28 points, 9 rebounds last night. He was our Subaru of Loveland player of the game. And, boy, if they had 2 or 3 Alex Herrs, they could go all the way. They don't, but this is a pretty good team, no doubt about it, for Mountain View, and we'll find out exactly what that looks like going forward for them as they get into the playoffs. But a good win last night for them, 82-50. They beat Roosevelt last night in our Preps Radio Game of the Week. All right, let's get to it right now. First of all, I want to thank Quality Well and Pump, as we said, our great sponsor on the program. Zomatic's come out with a new control panels, including the touchscreen panel. For inquiries about Zomatic's new panels, give them a call at 353-3118. What are they going on, about 4 years with us now? Quality Well and Pump, look for the big red Q out there, folks. The best in irrigation, no question about it. All right, let's run down the conferences here and get to it. 3A, 2A, 1A now, Mile High. The 3A is because still in this league is the Highland Huskies, or are the Highland Huskies. Pete Freeman's team shouldn't be in here. They're going to jump up at the end of the year and play 3A basketball in the postseason. And so they've got them ranked. Chad, the coaches' poll has them ranked in 3A. So does the consensus as well. And we'll talk about them in the next page. But for Dayspring, doesn't look like it's going to be this year. Not in the top 30 in the consensus. Jason Fast Club is 3-5 on the season. 3A Patriot League. This is interesting. So in the league right now, Sterling, who's number 4 in the coaches' poll, they are 6-0 in league play right now. Resurrection Christian, Ryan Yoder's club, they sit at number 9 in the coaches' poll. If you look at the consensus rankings, which are all 4 of those polls together, and it makes it pretty close, thank you to Colorado Preps again, Sterling's number 2 and Rez is number 9. So both of these teams are headed to the playoffs. Remember, 24 teams get in this year. The winner of each conference, I think there's 7 conferences still, so 7 winners and then 17 at-large will go. So who's going to win the conference, though? Doesn't it seem like every year, and Ryan will get behind me on this, every year, Ryan, right, it seems like it's always Sterling and Rez when they come down to the championship, at least the last 5 or 6 years. And it may be that again, no doubt about it. Friday, Rez goes to Sterling. Remember, these two teams played in the opening game of the season, a non-conference game at Resurrection Christian High School, and Ryan Yoder's club beat Mike Holloway's Sterling Tigers. Now comes money time, though, and they have to go to Sterling to prove it. Sterling 6-0, Rez is 6-1 in league play, and they'll play on Friday coming up here. So interesting matchup between these two teams, no doubt about it, and set for a Patriot League champion and maybe the automatic bid into the tournament between one of those two clubs. So here's how it looks. Coaches poll. Sterling's number 4. Rez is number 9. Strasburg sitting at 17. Brush is 21. University 22. Eaton is 27. How about Dean Grable's team being on the outside looking in coaches poll-wise? What does the consensus say? Put all 4 of those polls together. Sterling number 2. Rez number 9. Strasburg 19. Brush is 16 still. So even though Strasburg beat Brush last night, and that may change because the consensus is going to change day to day, basically. University sits 23, and Eaton is 24. And so the Reds would skate into the playoffs, at least at this point. So you have six teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fresno State math still works. Six teams in the Patriot League right now, according to the consensus, that would be into the playoffs. So very interesting. I take that back, seven teams, because who do you have to include there? Pete Freeman's Highland Huskies, who sit number 11, even though they're playing all those 2A teams and murdering every one of them. Which we knew would happen. They've done it every year. Highland has now won 6,435,000 conference games in a row. And they just keep doing it. But it can't help them this year. And I've said that a million times. They're going to jump up and play 3A teams. Okay, every year Pete gets together with Steve Latuta and they say, hey, let's play 3A teams in the non-conference season. Wonderful. But then you go back and you play all these 2A teams that you're so much better than. We'll see. Highland has the team this year. They have got the seniors in the starting lineup. They've got Jay Spicer, Bowen Toll and company. Everybody playing great. Holden Morgan, Jesse Vasa. Got all those guys that can flat out play. But, boy, it's going to get tough as soon as you get those 3A teams in the mix. So I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see Highland make their way through the 3A tournament. It's going to be fun. Right now they're sitting number 11, so they're rocking and rolling. We'll see what happens come playoff time. But that's kind of the way the Patriot League steps up. As we said, Patriot League championship looks like it's going to come down to Sterling and Rez. Remember, no Patriot League tournament this year. They'll just jump right in. All right, 5A, 4A, Northern basketball. We don't have a consensus poll on this, but I do have the coaches poll and the Packard poll. This is interesting. Windsor, number one. How about this conference? Windsor, number one in the state. Longmont's number two. Oh, by the way, they'll play Tuesday. Longmont goes to Windsor on Tuesday for basically the 5A, 4A Northern Basketball Championship on Tuesday. They're both 5-1 in league play. Meade, Holy Family, Erie, all 4-2 behind them. But listen to this. In the coaches' poll, Windsor 1, Longmont 2, Meade is 3, Erie is 8, Holy Family is 15, 14 is Centaurus. But look at the Packard poll. And I love the Packard poll. This dude, I don't know what he must be. He could be on another planet. I don't know where he's from. But I love every time I get to the end of a season, I look up the Packard poll and I go, boy, that's exactly or very close to how I'd put it. So I love this guy's rankings. I was talking to Bruce Dick, who does my the commentary on our basketball games, two basketball games each week on Preps Radio for you. And we get the future Hall of Famer coming up. Boy, he's going to be knocking that door down soon. But he said, yeah, I love the Packard poll, too. I think that's right on. Listen to this. If you're a 5A, 4A Northern Conference basketball fan, in the Packard poll, Windsor 1, Longmont 2, Meade 3, Erie 4, Centaurus 5. The top five teams in the Packard poll are all from this conference. And then you skip one and you get to Holy Family, who's 7. So, yeah, dominating conference. I mean, this conference is great. Tuesday, likelihood is that they'll battle for a conference championship, Longmont and Windsor at Windsor High School. 4A Long's Peak looks like this. Thompson Valley, put a circle around them. I think they're going to get there. 6-1 in conference play. Severance drops to 6-1 because Thompson Valley beat them last night, 55-41. Big one there for Thompson Valley. Number 18 in the coaches' poll, Thompson Valley. Severance is 20. Mountain View is 24. Frederick's 22. So there are the four teams in the coaches' poll that get there. But if you look at the Packard poll, Thompson Valley 6. Severance is 12. Mountain View 15. Frederick 16. Riverdale Ridge 22. And Fort Morgan 24. So interesting situation there. Here's the question, and this is what I have. I should do my research, but something in my head says 24 teams for everybody, but maybe 32 for 4A and 5A. I would need to go to the guru, Kevin Schaefer, for that. But Thompson Valley here, so you get your leaders in this 4A, 5A Long's Peak here, or 4A Long's Peak, I should say. Thompson Valley and Severance both 6-1. Thompson Valley has two very winnable games left, Roosevelt and Niwot. Severance has to go to Riverdale Ridge and Frederick. So and they have the tiebreaker with the win, that conference win. So they beat them twice this year, actually. But We'll find out exactly what that looks like. The one conference win for Thompson Valley over Severance probably gets them over the top. And then you get to the 5A FRL, and, you know, it is, guess who, folks? Matt Johansson's Fossil Ridge Sabercats. Number 8 in the state right now in the coaches' poll. Number 8 in the Packard poll as well. They're 5-1. They got beat by Rocky Mountain by a point. They came back and absolutely hammered Pooter. This is a Pooter team that they beat by 2 earlier in the year. Maybe that's the best thing that happened to Fossil Ridge is that Rocky beats them by upsets them by a point. Rocky's number 19, by the way, in the Packard poll. They're not even ranked in the top 25 in the coaches poll, but they're number 19 in the Packard poll. We'll see what it looks like for the consensus for them, but maybe Rocky gets there. And a big win, like I said, for Brian Taffel's club against Fossil Ridge, taking nothing away from them. But, boy, Maddie's kids were probably ticked because they came out and just hammered Pooter the other night. So Fossil Ridge is the team in the FRL. I think there's no doubt about that. But, boy, root for Rocky. That's where my kiddo goes. Root for root for the Lobos to jump into that playoff run this year. So pretty good stuff right there. All right. We will come back in a moment and get to our Coach's Corner. That, of course, brought to you by the Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge. It'll be girls basketball coach Tanya Schistler, sixth year at Platte Valley. Look at this club this year, number 5 in the state right now. Number 5 and rising up the charts, like Dick Clark used to say. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
All right, welcome back to the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, Preps Midweek. Kicking off the Block Party here, Nerd Show's next, Brew Talk coming up. Nick's Knacks at 9 and Fat Guys at the Movies. I could jump right in there and do that. Good stuff here. And we get to one of my favorite parts, of course, our Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Tatanka Grill, made from scratch food. Can find it at the state-of-the-art convenience store in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. We've got a connection here to the gal up on the phone right now in Kersey. But, yeah, great stuff there. I've also got you covered at the You Fill It in Eaton and Greeley. Made from scratch. Got that restaurant-style kitchen in there. Great stuff. Try the street tacos. They're off the hook. Good stuff, all from Tatanka Grill. Right now up on the hotline with us is head basketball coach at Platte Valley High School on the girls' side, sixth year for Tanya Schistler. Tanya, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How about you?
Absolutely doing fantastic. Love to talk to you guys. This is a great year for girls basketball out at, in Kersey. Number 5 right now, the consensus poll. If you look at it from, I don't know if you even ever look at these numbers as a coach. You want to keep your eye on the prize. I get that with your kids. But consensus poll that Colorado Prep's Kevin Schaefer has off, really close to what you'll get at the end of the year. You're number 5 there. So great spot, both spots there. This club rolling in right now at 7-1, 5-0 in league play. You got to be happy with the way the kids are playing right now.
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and it's just been nice to get back out on the court this year.
Sure.
And we're still, you know, just each game you play, you figure out, okay, what can we be better at? And we've definitely had some of those games where it's like, we can definitely be better at some things. But you just look to keep getting better at different things each game.
We'll talk about the players in a second, but I'm looking at the schedule and I think, hey, I love close wins against good teams, and you have that this year. Beat University by 4, beat Resurrection Christian by 2 in there. Great wins there. But then I look and I see, oh, here are sandwich games, because you know next Wednesday that you guys have somebody coming into Kersey that you guys want to take on. That's Todd Hernandez and the Eaton Reds. But in the meantime, you've got Frontier and you got Liberty Common on the road. You can't take a night off. You got to make sure you take care of business in between now and next Wednesday.
Oh yeah, for sure. And that's, you have to look at each individual game and going hard into it. You can't take it for granted, because you can get in with teams in our league and in the state as well too. You get a good night from a team where they're shooting really well. And you just have to come to play each night, because you don't know how it's going to turn out if you don't.
It's a great league to get ready for the playoffs, though. And I know that, you know, in 6 years here, you've figured that out. But Eaton, Brush is right there. They're going to make the playoffs this year. University, mm-hmm. of course, they're going to be there. Sterling and Rez are terrific basketball teams as well. Patriot League is a great spot to at least a litmus test of sorts to see where you are and how can we do once we get to the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And that's, you know, like we went out to Sterling and we jumped up pretty quick, but then they made a run at us and knocked it back down to six. So they, you know, that's a night that they had the great, great shooting. They shot, I think, 40-some% from 3-point range.
Sure. Wow.
And so they did well. And then Rez came, we went over there, but they played us tough. And, you know, you just don't know how it's going to go, but it is nice having those games in our league, because then you can be more prepared as you go into postseason, knowing that you've played some good teams.
You bet. We're talking to Tanya Schisler, the head basketball coach out at Platte Valley High School on the girls' side. Andy and Cora, are they your only two or not? Your kiddos?
They are my two girls, and then I have a son who just graduated last year from Platte Valley, Ben, and he's 19 now.
Did Ben play sports as well too or not?
He played golf for Greeley West.
He was a golfer. Oh, sweet.
Yep.
For Greeley West.
Greeley West, yep. And because Platte Valley doesn't have golf.
Right, right.
And then he also played baseball here at Platte Valley.
Fantastic. Good stuff there. Talk about this club so far. I mean, I look at the numbers. Cora's leading the club, of course, 13.6 points a game. I look at Andy. She's your leading rebounder right now. She's just a sophomore in there, too. Brooke is almost 10 points a game. Bree's got 11.5 a game. Talking about the Buntings, who I think that name's been going on for 100 years in Kersey. So
yep.
it's pretty good stuff right there. Talk about your club so far offensively, and then we'll talk about defense in a second. But are you where you want to be with this team offensively, or do you still have some work to do?
Oh, we definitely have work to do. I think one of our strengths is our potential to score well on offense, because we have our starting five players who can all score,
right.
And all of them can shoot three-pointers. All of them can take it in, you know, score inside as well, too. So I think that's one thing that makes it hard for us, for teams to guard us, because any one night you could have any one of those five players that could potentially lead in scoring. So you can't just focus on one player, which really, really helps us.
What's the I'm going to tell you, what's the MO for this team? I mean, are you a half court offense? Do you guys want to get out in transition? I mean, when this team, when the Bronco, the Lady Broncos are playing their best basketball, what does it look like?
We would like to transition as often as we can, and that's something that we still need to continue to get better at. You know, not just transitioning when we think we have numbers, but we want to transition every time, just because, you know, that defense is the most disorganized in that first 5 or 6 seconds. So
sure.
Even if we don't have the numbers, we still want to attack. But we need to get better at that as we go along. But we also want to be able to recognize when we don't have the shot, not take a bad shot in our transition, and then be able to work into our half-court offense as well.
Everything, I think, in basketball starts on the defensive side. I think that you've got to play great defense to be a successful team, especially as you get deep into the playoffs. Where do you think you guys stand defensively, and is there a shutdown player on your team?
You know, I would say shutdown player. We would probably go to Brooke.
Yep.
Brooke just can get out. Brooke is quick. She gives good pressure. She knows when to get in there and get close, when to hang back a little bit. So I would definitely say Brooke is one of our go-to players defensively. But then you have, you know, Bree's a great defensive player too. And then everybody else, Cassie Writings does a good job controlling those inside posts as well.
All right, let me see. I'm adding this up now. 37, 44 wins. and 12 losses over the last two-plus years. Two Sweet 16 performances for you guys at the end of the year. Those postseason forays for you guys with the players who've been there, how much does that help you guys going forward in the playoffs this year?
I think that helps us quite a bit. You know, we haven't been able to get to that top eight yet,
yep.
And that's what we're looking for. But I think now that we are a little bit older, you know, we have some juniors and some sophomores, and then we have a couple of seniors as well. But I think that that we're a little bit older should really help us, you know, just handling the pressure, because a lot of pressure, I always tell the girls, don't let that pressure make you dumb.
Right.
and that's what it can do. And I think they've gotten a lot better at that, handling the mental pressure, but also the physical pressure that teams will put on you.
All right. Before we let you go, and I'm looking at Frontier and Liberty Common. I can say this in front of you. Those are winnable games. If you guys keep your eye on the prize, I think you get there and you get to next Wednesday. Do you know the history? Do you know how long it's been since you guys got a win against Eaton?
I do not know. I know it has not been since I've been here.
No, it has not. It has not. 2007 was the last one, so it was 26 games ago. This has got, I mean, and this is a year when you line you guys up. You line up their roster, Todd's roster. This is going to be a great, great game, and I just am telling everybody in the world, go to Kersey next Wednesday. It's going to be a great situation. Get through these first two first, and then let's go have a great one against Eaton on Wednesday, okay?
Right. Yep, that sounds good. They are always a great team and always come to play, so hopefully we will be able to show up this time.
Tanya, thank you so much, and good luck going forward. We got our eye on you guys as being one of the teams to go deep in the playoffs this year, so go do that, and we will catch up with you soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having us.
You bet. That is Tanya Schistler, head basketball coach out of Platte Valley High School, on the girls' side, and this might be the year, 26 straight to the Reds. I was looking that up, and I think of Allison Chaney, who played at Platte Valley, I think, when I just started here. God, I hope I'm not dating her here. 2007 maybe or so, or two, I don't know. Boy, oh boy, maybe it was a little later than that, but I thought for sure Platte Valley had beaten them in that time frame. But holy cow, that was the last time that the Broncos beat the Reds on the girls' side 13 years ago. However, should be a dynamite game coming up this weekend. Next up, we're going to call Coach back and get a couple of her players. One, her daughter, Cora. We'll jump on the phone with us, Cora Schistler, and then also Brooke Bunting will jump on with us. So we'll get those two girls next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back to the program, 441, coming to you live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm out of breath dancing around to that great music. I believe Doobie Brothers, China Grove? Yeah, I got that. That's because I'm 400 years old. Here's a youngster coming up on the phone right now. We get to our player profile, and we got two terrific student-athletes out at Platte Valley High School. This is brought to you by Martinez Roofing, proudly serving Northern Colorado since 2000. Steve and Jenny Martinez, not only roofing repair experts, but boy, oh boy, they're insurance storm specialists. So they will deal with the insurance company. You give them a call, 330-6557. It is Martinez Roofing. Up on the phone as we're interrupting practice right now is junior Cora Schistler. Cora jumps on right now. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Talk about this club so far this year. Number 5 in the state right now. You guys are rocking and rolling. How do you feel the team's playing right now?
I think we're playing pretty good. I think we're playing as a team really well, but I still think there's a lot of improvements that we can still make.
You guys got a big one coming up. I was talking to your coach. You know her pretty well. And we're talking about next Wednesday's game against the Eden Reds, but there's still two big ones in front of you that you just have to go take care of business. At Frontier Academy, at Liberty Common coming up. You guys get through those, of course, and then there's a big one against Eden. Is there a team you'd rather beat on this planet more than the Eden Reds?
Eden and Vanguard are pretty much the teams we want to beat this year.
Yeah, Vanguard, too, a terrific team, no doubt, this year. Cora, look at your numbers, 13.6 points a game, leading the club, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. I mean, you do it all. Do you look at your numbers at all, or do you just go, you know what, I'm going to go out and give it my all and see where it falls?
I mean, I look at my numbers, yeah, but I don't really play, like, a lot into that. Like, I don't really focus. That's not one of my main focuses.
All right, leadership for you. You're a junior on this club. I'm looking, and I'm seeing 1, 2, 3 seniors who none of them really get a lot of playing time. Do you think leadership falls on your shoulders as also the coach's daughter?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think Brooke and me have worked together like just to be leaders on the team, especially since we're two of the upperclassmen and we play quite a bit.
What about for you individually, parts of the game you think that between your sophomore year and where you are right now that you've improved the most on? And then the second question is, where would you like to see improvement on your game?
I think my biggest improvement is my three-point shot, just like my percentage.
Sweet.
I worked a lot in the offseason on that. And then something that I really want to work on still is more assists and like getting in the lane.
Fantastic. Playoff experience for you guys. You got to the Sweet 16 last year. It looks like you're headed to the playoffs and hopefully going deep again this year. How much does last year's experience help you guys going forward this year?
I think it helps us a lot. We traveled to Delta last year, and we lost by 5, and we played one of our best games. And I think that really just showed us all the competition that's around and that we have to work even harder this year.
Now, how have you done this year with school, COVID, with remote learning or hybrid learning? Are you guys back in class full-time now?
Yeah, so our school's back in class. We go 5 days a week. We've been that way the whole school year, but our basketball team, mostly all of us, are online right now just so we don't get quarantined.
Oh, that's fantastic stuff, no doubt about it. Is Brooke hanging out with you right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Cora, thank you for jumping on with us. Can't wait to watch you guys in the playoffs. And throw Brooke on the line if you could.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. There's Cora Schisler, the junior leading scorer in the club. And we're going to get to Brooke Bunting here coming up. Boy, if you know Platte Valley sports at all, all we're going to do with Brooke is spend 7 minutes talking about her brothers and sisters here. So hang on a second. Brooke, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Okay, let's go there first. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have an older brother and 2 younger sisters.
Okay, give me the lineup for them. How old are they, and which of them have played sports?
So all of them play sports. My brother is 20, and he played basketball, football, and track, so he did it all year round.
Of course.
My younger sister is 15. And she does the same as me. She does basketball, volleyball, and track.
Okay.
And then I have a young sister who's 11 who right now is in basketball. And then she'll eventually do volleyball and track, but not right now at her age.
And they all have names, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
My older brother is Brendan. Bree's my younger. Although people confuse her for older because she's taller.
Is that right? How about that?
It annoys me, but... Yeah.
That's good stuff. If you take on Bree on the basketball court, what are you better than her at?
I have speed to my advantage, and she gets mad because sometimes I just blow past her, which is nice for me, but she definitely has better post moves, and she uses her height to bully me all the time.
I bet she does. She's outscoring you right now. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hey, but I have more assists than her.
You sure do. I'm looking at that same category right there. So maybe if you throw it to her a little bit less and throw it to somebody else, you'll be great. No, I'm just kidding. that's good stuff right there. How much has that helped you, having a sister that's right there? I always say that's, you know, sports, whether they're your boys or girls or whatever you've got, if you've got siblings that play sports and they're good, that can only help you because you're always kind of battling them, right?
Yes, it definitely helps me, and she's definitely one of those people that I can always go to, and she pushes me in many different ways, and so it's really nice to play with her and be on the same team as her.
Boy, no doubt about it. Look at your numbers, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. Do you kind of look at yourself and go, boy, all those numbers are huge. It means that when you get on a scorecard, you're doing a lot of things for this team right here. What, and I asked the same thing to Cora, what did you work on the past year that you think you've improved the most on, and what would you like to see better in your game?
I think in the past year I've really worked on like setting my individual teammates up for their shot, depending on who they are, and just knowing their strengths and their weaknesses and just setting them up for success. But more this year, I've been trying to focus more on like getting myself in scoring position. And sure, even if I'm not taking that shot, it's still bettering my teammates because it gets them open for shots, but it still puts me in a position to where I can be successful as well.
Talking with Brooke Bunting here, junior out at Platte Valley High School. Brooke, basketball, I think, is your only thing, your only sport. Is that right?
No, I play volleyball and run track as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Boy, oh, boy, I didn't see that. I went to Max Preps, and, you know, they kind of shot me. They said that for Cora, too, volleyball and track and field. So if you had to lay one thing out there, track and field, volleyball, basketball, where do you land?
Basketball, definitely.
Is that right? So you're hoping that there's a chance for you that you could play at the next level, maybe?
Yes.
Very cool. Going away, I know you're just a junior, you've got a whole other year to go, but do you want to run away as far from Kersey as you can, or do you want to stick around locally and let your parents come watch you in college?
I haven't really chosen yet which one I'm more leaning towards.
All right.
But I definitely kind of don't want to stay too close because I want to be more independent, but I also don't really think I want to go halfway across the country.
Yeah, maybe down south in Colorado or something that get you to where you want to go. Good stuff right there. Brooke, yeah, thank you. Thank Cora for me. Thank Coach. And we'll be watching you guys in the playoffs, no doubt about it. And go get them, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet. There is Brooke Bunting, Jr. at Platte Valley High School on the basketball team. That's good stuff, boy. Bunting name, that goes a long way in Kersey, no doubt about it. Come back in a moment. Final segment of the program. We're going to get to Colton Gillingham interview, at least most of that when we come back. Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
All righty, a lot of Collision Specialist Studios, where we're coming to you live here today. Head of the Nerd Show coming up, Brew Talk. Nick's Knacks. How about that? Man, God, love Nick's Knacks. Great show. And then Fat Guys of the Movies, yeah. I forgot who it was for a second. I just looked down for a second. I go, that's me. And I go to the, and I go, that's one of the things I miss right now, Ryan. I miss going to the movies. I want to be able to, I miss going out to the restaurants a lot too, but we're getting there. But yeah, I miss going to the movies as well. All right. Colton Gillingham, one of my favorite guys that we caught up with last week, talking about him after the Greeley Central game where he scored 39 points. He also had 40 earlier this year against, Fruit of Monument. And so this kid can flat out hoop. I mean, he's unbelievable. Going to Augustana College, caught up with Colton. Here's that interview. Let's talk about the season so far. I know that we caught up with you a couple months ago, so we'll hit some of that stuff. But talk about your season so far this year. Man, you've had a couple of monster games, 40 against Fruita, and then the big one we had on Preps Radio against Greeley Central, 39 that day. But you have to love days like that where it just looks like the basket's the size of the ocean, right?
Yes, exactly. And those games are always super fun. And you know, when you're in them, you know what's kind of going on, and you know you just got to keep shooting and keep having fun. And I think the biggest, I think the best part about those games is just that everything is kind of falling, so everyone's having fun, everyone's having a good time, the whole team's invested, sure, everyone's super excited every time you score, and it just, you can tell that the game's a little more lighthearted in those kind of situations, and you guys are all just really having a lot of fun.
All right, the 40 against Fruita, is that the career high?
That is the career high.
All right. Now, did you have any idea anywhere along the game? I know. I mean, if I had a great game in high school, I scored like 23. So that was easy to track. When you get to 39 or 40, you've got to be losing track somewhere in there. Any idea in the Central game that you were approaching 40?
Actually, so both games, I had an idea. My family was there on the sideline, and they were counting for me. And then I think about halftime, my mom told me, like, hey, you have 22. Keep shooting. And I was like, okay, well, I could do 20, or I could do 18. You know,
right,
I could do
that again. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I just kept shooting, and we got there. And then same with the Central game, my brother kind of looked at me and was like, hey, dude, like, you have a lot of points right now. Like, you're at 29, I think is what he said. And I was like, all right. And we were, like, going into the fourth quarter. So I was like, okay, well, I'll keep shooting, you know. I'll keep being aggressive. So I had a sense of around the area I was at.
So you just said your brother, is that Cordell?
Yes.
So he was at the Central game?
He was. He came back from Nebraska, and he watched the Central game and my senior night game.
Okay. What was his career high? Have you guys talked about that?
We have. His career high was 29.
Oh, my God. You slaughtered him. No problem. And we talked about this. Last time I had you on, we said we're going to have the Cordell versus Colton one-on-one show. And,
I know.
And see who gets there. Yeah, that's still something in the mix we need to figure out before you run off to college here. But that's pretty good stuff. You got an MVP award for that city game. I think it's the second time that you've had that. But let's talk about that. When you line up against the Cats, are there friends of yours on the other team, or are those, I mean, actual guys that you've played with or guys that are friends of yours?
So, yes, we actually, I feel like this year was a little different. We kind of knew a lot of them. There was this little put-together team in Greeley called Give Greeley.
Okay.
And I actually played with some of them on that team just to, you know, get some extra games in. So I knew them. We played it with them at the parks and against them at the parks. So, like, We were friends for the most part. We knew each other, and it was just like once we step on that court, it's over. Like, I mean, I've never talked so much crap in my life. But
that's great.
The West Central game is just a completely different story, you know? So, like, I love all of them. But, yeah, right once you got on the court in that West Central game, it didn't matter no more. It was
all right, there's Colton Gillingham. Got to love this kid. Going to Augustana, going to be great stuff right there, no doubt. Thank you on the program to Tanya Schisler, head basketball coach on the girls' side out at Platte Valley High School, number 5 in the state, and also her players, junior Cora Schisler and junior Brooke Bunting, for jumping on the program as well. Friday, Fort Collins and Loveland on Preps Radio, 7 p.m. Saturday, Preps Rewind at 10. Hug Your Kids, Nerd Shows next, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310. KFKA.